and beet tops and use them as greens. Mm-hmm. That is, so like we would the dandelion green and things like that.
Yes.
I think you will find that true with the colored people.
Uh-huh. Well, did the word salad ever apply to these edible tops or salad?
Not to my knowledge. Maybe some people might use them that way, but I don't ever recall of ever seeing it done.
Yeah. Well, what would be the word you've used and heard, particularly one you've used, for the outside cover on the ear?
The corn. The husk. The husk of the corn.
And what is it called when it's served on the cob?
That's the corn on the cob. What we refer to, corn on the cob.
What about the top of the corn stalk?
That's the tassel.
Right.
The tassel has to do with germinating the corn.
Yes.
There's a pollen from it that blows to the other corn and germinates the corn, which produces the ear of corn,
mm-hmm.
and creates the plant to grow better too, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's the reason in your present day processing of your hybrid corns is that you've heard of these boys going out and detasseling the corn.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, that's what the idea is. I think they detassel five rows and skip five rows and then detassel five more. And I don't know just why they do it that way,
mm-hmm.
but they claim it gives the corn more strength. And a bigger ear of corn. I've heard them mention that.
Yes, I know some of even girls in the neighborhood have gone out to
detassel the corn. Uh-huh. Those kids make video money at that.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now, what do you call the fuzzy strands on the ear?
The silk of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what is your word and the customary word for this sweet brown fruit that's grown in Knox County and south that we enjoy so much? Really very sweet.
The peach, you mean?
I was thinking something a little larger than that.
Oh, in the melon type?
Yes.
Yeah, we call them musk melons.
Uh-huh.
However, there are different varieties of melons, too.
Yes.
There's one that is called, now let's see. I don't recall now, but there's three or four varieties of the muskmelon.
Cantaloupe, some people
refer to them. The cantaloupe is the large one. And there's one about this big. What can I think of that? It's very sweet. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of them raised around Vincennes and down in that melon and down there.
On 41.
Yeah.
There are.
Let's see, what is that gold? I can't think of the name of it.
I simply don't have it. I can't come up with it myself. Well, the word for the fleshy fungus-like plant food that we find in the spring?
The mushroom?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what about something like this, but it's not edible? What would be the word for that?
Well, a lot of people refer to them as the toadstool.
Uh-huh. And
there again, when you get into the fungus growth, you're getting into a pretty big subject.
Of course you are.
Because there's so many different varieties.
Yes.
I had a few right out here on the tree row. There's two old trees that I had taken out there. And there was a little black spongy thing, fungus come up about that high, and it was black. It was not a mushroom, though. A lady came by here last week and stooped over and picked two or three of them, and I just happened to